Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Conrad Reiker. He's the author of the book Ideological Subversion, Yuri Bezmenov's Red Pill and Demoralization of Men by Feminism, Marxism, and Satan. In his book, he exposes the tactics used to target men and masculinity since the 1960s. We can all see soy society collapsing around us, and his book helps pinpoint how this is happening and how we can fight back. It also helps men build resilience so we don't have to kneel to the woke mob and be influenced by leftist subversion. So what are you waiting for? Sponsor links to Amazon, Google, and Spotify are down below, so you can get a copy for yourself. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Rihanna hired Elon Musk's trans daughter in her latest campaign for a lingerie brand. When you have a dozen or more kids in this woke world, you're bound to get one bad egg. Using a woman with a schwing-schwank to sell bras and bikinis is a wild thing, though. Also looking at this, you can be reassured that there's definitely no agenda in the entertainment industry to try and piss off Elon Musk. I don't see a model here. I see Elon's son suffering from some mental challenges. Moving on, remember everyone that room temperature is oppressive to women. Because room temperature was designed for men. Scientifically, yes, women get colder at lower temperatures. This also proves to me that men and women throughout history didn't spend much time around each other, because it's almost like we evolved in two different environments. Men were probably outside more while women were stomping around the hut or the cave. Either that or you have to make things more comfortable for the human incubator for the sake of the babies. Number 3, this World War II vet says that winning the war wasn't worth it as he dies at the age of 101. He lived long enough to realize he probably fought for the wrong side. Seeing his grandkids turn into mud sharks and troons really pissed him off, it seems. General Patton said before he died that America should have fought with the fascists to defeat communism, and not the other way around. The way things are going, eventually a strong fascist man will rise up to restore order. Up next, would you build this Lego set? Minas Tirith. I certainly wouldn't because I'm not a Lego Lord of the Rings fan outside of the Rivendell set. As we all know, Boromir would have made it 10,000 pieces. The largest Lego set I've ever put together outside of my mocks, which are 200,000 to 300,000 pieces, was the UCS AT-AT Walker at 3,800 pieces. Lego sets these days have way too many pieces and aren't made for kids anymore. Number 5, here's another case of male privilege. This California man had someone call 911 on him because people thought he was a homeless man with a stolen baby. Meanwhile, that's just him with his daughter. I wouldn't be surprised if he was also a millionaire or something. These days, the rich look super poor and the poor look super rich. I'm glad that both him and the cop laughed it off. But if this happened to a woman with her newborn, she'd probably sue the police force. Moving on, here's Brian Johnson planning to live forever by spending $2 million a year on supplements and gene therapy to try and live forever. And he definitely looks unhealthy. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden just took some drugs and he looks a lot better. Of course, it's because of his tan. But tanning also causes DNA damage, even though in the short run, it makes you look a lot healthier. So appearances can be deceiving. Brian might not look normal, but he's probably going to live a lot longer. Number 7, Google used to be so cool. What happened? I remember getting my promotional Google package in 2005 with the USB key, USB light, Google mouse, all in an awesome case. Somewhere along the way, they became an evil corporation and stopped giving out cool stuff. That was back when their motto used to be, don't be evil. If that wasn't an admission, then I don't know what was. These days, if you drop the soap, Google might actually take you from behind, if you know what I mean. Up next, check out this so-called microaggression. Apparently, if a white male enters a Wendy's, he's going to be enthusiastically greeted by a sweet young lady. But if he's a Jeep picking up DoorDash deliveries, then she's going to give him a dull, neutral look. Who comes up with these so-called racist memes? If the Wendy's woman treated the Indian guy enthusiastically, she probably would have been accused of being nice to cover up the fact that she was being racist. You just can't win with these people. Number 9, remember everyone that when you take the red pill regarding female nature, this is how you start seeing the world as a man. You start to see how women in the state treat you as a disposable utility and how we actually live in a gynocentric soy society and always have. If we free ourselves from the gynocracy through philosophy and eventually technology, then we'll finally be free men for the first time in history. And most of us don't even realize this yet. Also, the red pill about women is a red pill among many. Moving on, apparently the economy has gone so bad that young guys have moved on to sugar grannies instead of sugar mamas. There's not much sugar there. She's probably wanting that young guy to get a job so that he can actually be her retirement plan and pay for her nursing home. And what are you going to get in return except for a dried up box? Nothing. You're also going to need protection for your eyes after you see her disrobe. Number 11, my how times have changed. That back in 2010, a woman with 7 exes in her mid-20s was seen as sleeping around excessively. Today it's just another Tuesday. That hair though, that was definitely prophetic. Today this town bicycle would be practically a virgin. This is a box office bomb because it showed a woman with a high notch count. That's probably why women didn't want to go and see it. Because they didn't want more films like that coming out revealing their slutty little secrets. Up next, how big of a simp do you have to be to believe this malarkey? That a man doing all the housework will boost his sex life if he does. Sure it will. He's probably just going to get divorced because she's going to lose all respect for him and leave. Then again, by boosting his sex life, he means that he gets to watch 5 times a week from the cuck chair. Seriously though, nothing kills a woman's attraction for a man more than this. Number 13, does this mean that the mud flood is real? The evidence for the Tartarian civilization is all around us. They removed bricks from a facade in Cincinnati and revealed the 19th century building behind it. This is like putting shag carpet over hardwood or even marble. Knowing Hollywood after we've seen the success of Backrooms, I wouldn't be surprised if they made a film about the mud flood and how it's also real. Moving on, apparently Indian engineers spend years trying to get a job at Silicon Valley. But now they say they won't come to the United States. Are they serious? Who the hell would even believe them? Are they trying to claim that America is racist and that's their way of scamming their way into the West by trying to get everyone's sympathy? But if they are serious about not coming to America, then good, because they won't enrich the country. Number 15, hey guys, your future wife is here. She says she's trying to hype herself for the ugly tinge dates because if she doesn't get a boyfriend soon, it will be detrimental. She's fat and ugly and also has the nose ring of mental illness. And yet she has the nerve to suggest that she's the one settling with the men online. Look at this. Dropping 30 pounds in that nose ring, more like 70 pounds, will definitely help her get a boyfriend. Up next, the 21st century version of the mushroom cut enters the chat. Gen Z's broccoli haircut, according to many, is the worst haircut in history. Why is it that it seems like every teenager these days looks like this? Actually, if you were around in the 80s, you'd remember that we used to call this the women's perm haircuts. Fortunately for the broccoli haircut, the Edgar remains undefeated. It's so bad that the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, banned kids in school from having it. Number 17, what in the third ring of hell is this? This guy married a man who topped him, but now that man wants to become a bottom instead. This would be the gay male equivalent of two lesbians. Neither one can truly satisfy the other because they both take instead of giving. Don't they know that relationships are about both give and take, not just take and take? Why was this even a story? The equivalent would be a wife wanting to peg her husband instead of the other way around. Moving on, remember guys, women will never be happy with you. You can be rich, loyal, and give her your time, but she'll still be upset, because she wants you to have your own dreams and goals. The only thing I've ever seen to make women genuinely happy is being around children. No wonder they have a virtual monopoly over taking care of kids in schools and daycares these days. If their husband is perfect, then they get bored and leave because they crave drama. Number 19, apparently Uber will soon know if you're drunk and might refuse to pick you up. People are upset about this, but that Uber driver definitely doesn't want to clean up the puke from his car. My father was a cabbie back in the day and he would refuse fares that looked like they were going to hurl in the back seat. If you walk around downtown near bars and clubs late on Friday or Saturday night, you'll see what I'm talking about. Up next, 20,000 Indian students didn't show up to class after arriving to Canada. Gee, what could possibly have happened to them? I guess they probably just got jobs that pay under the table, and getting a student visa was just a scam with zero intention of ever studying. This is colonialism, except white folks are the natives, and the Indians and other nationalities are the invaders with special privileges. Two can play this game. Wait until the whites leave for other countries. Number 21, Bonnie Blue appears to be hitting the wall over and over again. So many times at the age of 27 that she actually went through the wall. Either that or she carried it on her back. I suspect that she's in her 40s and is lying about her age. If not, then let this be a warning as to what happens to women with a notch count in the thousands. I wouldn't be surprised if this is the next picture in the sequence. You know what they say. You are what you eat, and her shape here would be fitting. Moving on, looks like Hollywood wants to destroy yet another franchise by rebooting Inspector Gadget with Will Ferrell in the lead role. He's just too damn old for that. How about making it retro back in the 80s to look like the cartoon? It won't work outside a cartoon because Brain the dog can't actually do what humans do. And besides, nostalgia's now dying. If you want an indication of that, then look at what happened to Masters of the Universe. Number 23, if you're looking for the perfect Halloween costume this year, as a guy, then why not go as a trans man? You can even tuck your schwing schwang back so it looks like you don't have a trouser snake, and get a terrible lesbian haircut to finish off the look. Since people on the left tend to believe that gender is just a costume, this'll work pretty good. I would also use makeup to cover those pepperoni slices, then it would really look authentic. Up next, if there are a few things you could get rid of or change from the Phantom Menace, what would they be? How about getting rid of Jar Jar and those annoying pod race announcers? I would make the battle droids look more menacing and would actually have cast Hayden as Anakin. Not to mention I would have given the actors better lines and also got rid of the Gungans. Hopefully one day I'll be able to tell AI to do that and make the film watchable instead of a cartoon-like mess. Number 25 and the last one, someone says that women are meant to be loved and not understood. Of course, because you can either love women or understand them, but you can't do both. If you choose to love them, then you choose to live dangerously. And as Al Bundy always says, don't try and understand women because women understand women and they hate each other. Of course, they still pretend like they like each other, so then men don't catch on. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.